It's been really rough, and I think some of these things, definitely after all of those rough days of the initial incidents and the initial frustration of what's going on in the country, I think statements like Drew Brees' just don't hit the right spot. They hurt a little bit more in circumstance. So, like Avery said, there's frustration. I feel his frustration. I understand it. And trying to make sense of Drew Brees and you know, how he could miss the mark so tragically, I guess, in that instance in the interview. Yeah, I didn't believe it. I saw responses to it before I actually watched what he said. And I thought people were overreacting, you know, just looking at the responses initially. And then when I actually watched this video, it was completely tone deaf to, you know, like you said, the days before in which the nation was absolutely grieving and really at civil unrest over what was going on. And here's Drew Brees, the face of an NFL franchise, who has already been, you know, in certain communities seen as, the NFL has been seen as, you know, kind of a racist organization, whether it's true or not. With all that the NFL has gone through on this front over the past 4 years, to be that tone deaf to it was shocking. And I, you know, the apology is what it is. You know, it was coming, but I think when a man speaks his mind, he speaks his mind. And that's what Drew Brees felt was right to say. And I guess we got to judge him for that.
You were bothered by the fact that you said on Twitter that, it instantly became a question of disrespecting the flag in the military?
Yeah, I think that was the first part, I think, of that question that bothered me. I think that the interview, actually, it was pretty much a softball question that gave him an opportunity to take a stand with the people that were frustrated at the time. I think gave him an opportunity to say that the NFL got it wrong the first time, and maybe this time we'll have a different approach to these kinds of protests, and the NFL should do something. I think that was kind of, just listen to the question as it was asked, was kind of how it was asked. Like, we understand now that Kaepernick's protest was all about police brutality. How will the NFL, and then instantly to jump in, I will never agree with somebody that disrespects the flag. That was what frustrated me initially with Cap's protest, was he made it clear, I think, listening to his statements, that it was never about the military. And he actually, you know, spoke with military personnel to discuss how taking a knee would be more respectful than his original seat. So I think, you know, that was obviously never the case, but that was the narrative that was run with, and it was kind of a divisive thing that gave people something to clearly root against. I think no one would ever root against what the military does for this country and the defense that they provide and the freedoms that they protect, but to instantly make it about that, it's stealing the narrative from what really matters right now, and that's a real concern about police brutality among the citizens of this country. Whether it's black, white, or whatever race, police brutality is a concern, and it should be worked at and worked to improve.
Caleb Herring joining us, former UNLV quarterback. You can hear him on the broadcast and with us, and follow him on Twitter as well. Caleb, I just went off about the apology. Just like I might have lost it a little bit last night on Drew Brees. If anybody was watching, I guess apologize for making you hear me scream about this. But how do you issue an entire apology and try to address all these different things and never address the part about disrespecting the flag? Like, that was the whole problem with your statement yesterday, and you never even mentioned it today.
Yeah, I think that again speaks to kind of an underlying issue of the lack of, I guess, the ability to be open-minded about things. I understand, and I'm willing to say and understand and agree with Drew Brees that if someone's intentions were to disrespect the flag, I would apologize. I would never agree with that. If somebody came and said, I don't like the military or, you know, what this country stands for as a whole, I would never. But to mischaracterize someone's protest and mischaracterize someone's intentions that way, so adamantly, and not apologize for that part about it, it makes the apology seem a little bit disingenuous, because that is the part that we have an issue with. That is the part, because you're not focusing on the issue at hand. You're not focusing on what the protest is about. And your voice, as loud as it is and as big of a platform that you have, anybody that speaks out against, you know, the original point of the protest is essentially smothering the narrative. And I think that's what happens a lot when people do this. You give light to that. You give, I guess, confirmation to that sector of the population that wants to deny this as a real problem and focus on something that it's not even really about. If you don't apologize for that part about it, then you might as well not have apologized at all. And I think that's what the PR standpoint of people have talked about, that you have to make the PR move here as Drew Brees. You have to issue an apology, But I think it in most cases, and I think in the minds of most people, it's too little too late. And I think he'll forever be remembered for this stumble in his PR campaign.